I'm Jeffrey Freiman Weyer, and this is the State of the Arts A to Z on KDFC. Janáček, Yenufa, and Janissary. It took Leos Janáček 10 years to write the opera Yenufa, what many would call his first masterpiece. After the first performance in Brno, he had to wait another 12 years before the crucial Prague performance that helped make his name internationally. But as a condition of getting that staging, the opera had been reorchestrated and heavily edited by someone else. It's only since the 1980s or so that the original orchestration gets played. A section at the very end of the opera shows the difference. Here's the more lush reorchestration. And here's the way Janáček intended it to be, a bit rougher around the edges, but his own distinctive style. Throughout history, composers have sometimes wanted to sound like somebody else, or in a style that was exotic or foreign. During Mozart and Beethoven's time, the music of Turkish soldiers known as Janissaries, with bass drums, crashing cymbals, and noodling scales, was the height of exoticism. That showed up in some of their works. There's the Rondo alla Turca that comes at the end of Mozart's Piano Sonata No. 11. And Beethoven takes a musical detour to the land of the Janissaries in the final movement of his Ninth Symphony. At the height of the popularity of this musical style, pianos were built featuring Janissary pedals, which would allow the performers to trigger bells, cymbals, and drum sounds with their feet while playing the keyboard with their hands. And that's the State of the Arts A to Z on Classical KDFC.